want to read something to you. That looks like a sober man. I think I'll hire him to cut wood for me. That was said of a man on the streets of Lake Rice, Canada, as he walked along carrying a wood saw and a sawhorse. The response from a man nearby was, "That's Joseph Shriven, S-C-R-I-V-E-N. He wouldn't cut wood for you because you can afford to hire him. He only cuts wood for those who don't have money enough to pay." That seemed to be the attitude of Shriven, a devoted member of the Plymouth Brethren Church. He had a sincere desire to help those who were truly destitute. Joseph was born on September the 10th, 1819, in Ireland. His parents had financial means enough to afford a wonderful educational opportunity for their son. He was enrolled in Trinity College in Dublin, where he graduated. In this young man, Ireland had the prospect of a great citizen with high ideals and notable aspirations. He fell in love with a young lady who was eager to spend her life with him. However, on the day before their wedding, she fell off her horse while crossing a bridge over the River Bann and was drowned in the water below. In an effort to overcome his sorrow, he began to just wander the world. By age of 25, his travels had taken him to an area near Port Hope, Canada. He became highly regarded by the people in that area. He tutored some of the local children in their schoolwork. It was there he met a wonderful young lady, Eliza Roche, and again fell in love. They had made plans to be married. However, tragedy reared its ugly head again, and she died of pneumonia before they could wed. As indicated earlier, he labored in Port Hope among the impoverished widows and sick people. He often served for no wages, and even shared his clothes with those less fortunate than himself. On an occasion, when Joseph became ill, a friend who was visiting him discovered a poem near his bed and asked, "Who had written this?" Shriven said, "The Lord and I did it between us." He thought the poem would perhaps bring some spiritual comfort to Joseph's mother, back in Ireland, who still lived in Ireland. Shriven had not intended that anyone else should see it. On August the 10th, 1886, Shriven's body gave up and he died. Two monuments have been erected in his honor, each as the first stanza of his song engraved on it. Charles Converse, an attorney and composer, wrote the musical setting used today. So if y'all will come up, those of you that will help us sing. And that song you will find on page 403. 403. It was the theme, one of the themes of our camp this week. What a friend we have in Jesus. This is the man who wrote it that we just read about. So let's stand and sing all three verses of What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a little table? Who will all our sorrows bear? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Come with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You, my friends, despise and save me. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms of faith and shield thee. Thou wilt find a soul there.
Okay, this morning we're going to spend learning about what happened in the world, some of the things that happened over the last week. So I won't say anything right now. I'll save my comments for a little while. But let's talk about prayer. First, I would like you to continue being in prayer for Dalton. He made it to the camp. He survived the week. He led the singing every day and did a wonderful job. And he made it home okay. So let's pray that God will continue to heal his body, strengthen him. He's just an unbelievable young man. And I just pray that you'll join me in prayer for his continual health every day. Just say a prayer. Then, of course, in prayer, the camp's over. And by the way, I thank you for your prayer about the weather. It was great. Unbelievably great. Miraculously great. As Chris Day said, God just likes to show off sometime. And so it was really wonderful. But now's the time to pray. That God the Holy Spirit will take the things these young people heard, learned, wrote down. The Holy Spirit will start penetrating their soul with it, convicting them of it, and guiding their life with it. So please, don't let up now. Now is a time for prayer. Now is a time to battle in prayer for every one of these young people. Please be in prayer. Now, as far as other prayers or prayer issues that I'm not aware of, we need to be in prayer here. Yes?
All right, Monday, a big fire started back at my home, Greece, and a lot of people died, and many more are missing. So I want to pray not only for those that they died, but mostly from their families. Don't lose their faith and hope, because it's hard to lose everything you have, like your family. And
okay, I don't know how many of you stayed up on the news. I, of course, didn't. I was at camp, didn't have internet. But the Muslims in Athens, Greece, started this fire. They even said they were going to. Over 100 people killed. Was anyone in your family injured? Good.
They left early, so they didn't stuck in the traffic, so she's safe.
Good. All right. 100 people didn't make it. At least 100 people didn't. Please be in prayer for Greece, for these people. Thank you for sharing that with us. Any other prayer requests? All right. Please be in prayer for one another. We're all in this battle together. Now, yes.
I want to ask, my niece Jennifer, she had to have a plug put in to prevent her baby from being born early. That was taken out on Thursday, and she was dilated to 3 centimeters. So, but she's not ready. She's not having any labor or anything. So she's on total bed rest again. They want her to at least have the baby in for a couple more weeks, to at least get to 39 weeks. She's at 36 weeks, really. So
she's at 36 now.
Yeah. I mean, I think the baby will be okay if she goes into labor, and it can happen any time because of her situation.
First name?
So just pray, Jennifer, that the baby stays in a few more weeks.
Okay. Please be in prayer for Jennifer. She's at a trying moment with giving life, so please be in prayer and in that respect. You have a prayer request? Yes.
My friend Sandy, I went to visit her this weekend. and she is on the downslide. We just give her peace and comfort to go home and have her daughter to take care of her. She's kind of lacking in that aspect.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Any other prayer requests that we're not aware of? Okay. People, we're a small assembly. I feel like the pastor of the church who got up and said, I have bad news and good news. The church is in need of some repair. That's the bad news. Added to the bad news, we have the money. The good news, it's in your pocket. So, that's the deal. People, we're a small church, but we've got things that the Lord has given us the opportunity to do. The internet, camp, missionaries, and I've got to get out some publications. I want to get out the 34 things that God has done for us. I've had a lot of requests for it. We've got to get it out. I can't find an original that I had, so we'll have to just kind of start from scratch. But I've got it all written out and ready to go. Just I have to work on a pamphlet similar to the ones that we have and get that done. And some other things we need to get out. So please be in prayer for these things. Yes.
I totally forgot about it, that we're going to upgrade the Wi-Fi this coming Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, over here. So please pray that everything would go well, because we're going to have to open the closet and get into the Wi-Fi.
It won't interrupt their getting listening to the messages, will it?
It shouldn't. The last time we did, we got it done within the same afternoon.
Good.
Yeah, so,
all right.
Yeah.
Because Don Becker will be calling if it does. Yeah. We want to get, he'll be calling Jim and Kit, or me and Raising Cain. Yeah, good. Very good. Yeah. Good. Good idea. So, let's support.
Good news about that, too, because this upgrade actually is lowering our internet bill from $150 to
$85
a month.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, right. I asked her when she told me that. I said, how much of that extra do you get? So,
okay, let's begin. Let's be in prayer for our offertory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this humble assembly. And Father, we're so thankful for all the opportunities you give to us to serve. And we pray now that you receive the offerings that we're about to give, that you will continue to use them and are getting the word of the gospel for the unbeliever, the gospel for the believer. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. Wonderful things for me at camp this year was that so many of the young people really had kind of the role of how everything's going to go. It was really wonderful. And so this morning, we're going to continue that, and I now turn the whole service over to Ben Daig. Ben?
So, I was told this morning that I will be leading the camp discussion at church. At like, I don't even know, it was like 6 o'clock this morning. But, so anyway, I'm just up here to let y'all know we had an amazing week. Everything was just so real. Especially for me, I really got to just focus on what I believe and dive deeper. And I feel like this year, more than any year before, it felt real to me and it applied to my life. I wasn't just learning like knowledge about 2,000 years ago. It was something that I could use every day of my life. And so, like, this week was very emotional for me. But I guess I could talk about more about that later. But so I wanted to start with prayer. Obviously, I mean, it's so important. And I've always thought, like, I don't know, prayer has never really been something that's been real for me. But this week, I feel like I spent probably half the time I was awake, I was praying this week. And so just got to see how important it was. I felt at peace about everything. I had so much joy this week. And just know through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, God has a plan and we can do anything and we can make it in this world that we're not home to. So everyone would bow their heads and pray with me. Dear God, thank you for letting us have this week where we get to be with a like-minded group of believers and really focus on what you want us to know and how we can live our lives to be an instrument for you and to witness to others and live in your spirit. And thank you for the people that you brought to this camp and the family that we get to have and the community. And thank you for our church congregation for the support that they provide for us and that we can do it year over year. And most of all, thank you for sending your son down for a broken group of people. I mean, we don't deserve it. It's all you, God. And just let us remember that the love that you've poured out for us and live our lives accordingly and allow us to walk day by day in your spirit. Amen. So, this week we got to worship twice a day, just singing praise to our Savior, and worship is just so impactful for me, and so important, and so I would ask that everybody would join me in singing this song this morning, and it's about the overwhelming love that we can't understand. That God showed us, and so just sing along with me and let's praise our Savior.
Mountain you won't climb up, come after me. The wall you won't kick down, God you won't tear down, coming after me. The shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, God you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, God you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, God you won't tear down, coming after me. I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Holy, overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Like I said, like worship, we did it all the time this week, and it's something that's so special to me because music is just so powerful, and it's cool to be with 130 other campers, and you know, you're singing with from the bottom of your heart, you're singing to your Savior and singing to your God and singing about His love, and it's just so powerful and so emotional, and always really makes me excited about what I believe in. Makes it so important. So, I wanted to start talking about this week with our theme. So if y'all didn't know, our theme was, Jesus, My Everything. And we went through, like, what exactly that means. So, my dad was talking Monday night when we first got there, and he said, is it Jesus, My Everything? Or is it Jesus, My Everything? And so, I think a lot of us came into this week and it was the question mark. You know, we knew who Jesus was and we knew the gospel, but we really didn't live in a way that showed it, and we didn't really believe that He was everything to us. And by the end of this week, going through our Bible studies, really we walked through who Jesus is and what He does for us and what He has done for us and how relevant that is in our lives, and it became that exclamation point just to see that we can't do anything on our own. It's all through the power of God. And so I'll just go through a quick overview of our Bible studies, and then I'll ask some of the campers to come up and talk about their week. And yeah, Nick's favorite. I was in the older group, and so I got to listen to Pastor Maddox in our big group Bible studies, and I really decided to take it seriously this week and to take notes and really focus on what he was saying and just try to see where it applied to my life rather than just listening and letting it go in one ear out the other. Like, I just decided to really focus and pray about it and hopefully find a way to make this relevant in my life. And so Tuesday, we talked about Jesus Christ as our Savior. And so, I mean, I know a lot of us know, and a lot of us at camp did know, but just the importance of why Jesus was our Savior, why we needed Him. One verse, or a couple verses that really stuck out to me, Romans 3:23 is, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. God presented him as an atoning sacrifice in his blood, received through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his restraint God passed over the sins previously committed. So, I mean, it doesn't get any more clear than that. Like, on our own, we're nothing. I was talking to my cabin, I was the counselor of, and I was talking to him that night, and I was like, guys, we're broken. We have nothing. We are literally worthless. And we can't do anything on our own. It's all through the power of God and his Son and believing in his Son. It's by grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8, you know. And so it was just really cool to walk through that and just have that be presented in a way that was real to me. It's not just like, oh, wow, this guy went and died 2,000 years ago. It was, this guy died for me. He was God. He had the decision to stay up in paradise, and he decided to come down and be nothing, be a part of who we are, be human, and die for us, lay down his life for us, and take on the sins of the world so that we wouldn't have to pay that penalty. And then Wednesday, this is the one that really hit me. Wednesday we talked about Jesus Christ is our hope, and as we're going through the world. So we talked a lot about walking by faith, walking in the Holy Spirit, and talked about the difference between just the same way you're saved is the same way that you walk. So we looked at Colossians 2:6, and it says, "So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude." I mean, it's all by faith. It's we can't do anything on our own. And so it was cool that on Wednesday we talked about how we're supposed to live our lives, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own, and just how important that is. And the deliverance from the power of sin is something that we stressed a lot. So when you're saved, it's deliverance from the penalty of sin. And when you're walking in the Spirit, it's from the power of sin. And so just all the temptations and all the darkness and all the evil that in the world that we live in, it's amazing that we have something to turn to that can deliver us from all that. And then on Thursday, we talked about Jesus as our friend. And we walked through what it means to be a friend of Jesus. And I'll just go over the points. It was value his presence, live by faith, joyfully seek the benefit of others, carefully guard that relationship, understand you have access to the information, and then enjoy those that are also friends of Christ. And so just having that community and that hope that Jesus is our friend, you know, the all-powerful God is looking out for me. He cares about me, and he's my friend. It was an amazing week, and it really applied to my life. And I'm going to ask people wearing blue shirts to come on up here, talk about their week.
Yeah, this color,
this shirt. Tyrus, you too. So Nick, get up here. Ryan, get up here. Tyrus, Katarina.
That's hard.
Okay, what was your favorite thing?
I'd say my favorite thing at camp was definitely the people, because on Wednesday that was luau night. We were just there. It was really emotional for everyone that night. And so I was just looking around and just seeing all these people God has blessed me with, and just really hit me hard. And I just kept praying that night, like the entire night. Is there a second question?
My favorite part of camp would definitely be, like Nick said, being with the people, like just surrounded by people that believe the same thing as you. Because, like, as soon as you get home, there's, like, you're surrounded by people that you're going to face challenges with. And, like, being at camp, like, everything's just so, like, peaceful. And you know that everyone around you believes the same thing, so you can talk with them about it. So I really took it home with me this year, just, like, focusing on Jesus as my everything. So I really enjoyed this year just being with the people and learning more, and really focusing on how Jesus is my everything in my everyday life. So,
Nick and Ryan said, I really enjoyed all the people that I got to meet.
like with the other junior staff guys, like I met most of them Monday, and like on Tuesday, like I felt like I could talk with them about anything, and it was nice to me, like you have that group of guys that, you know, you all believe the same thing, and you know they'll be there for you like through everything. So I really, you know, enjoyed just meeting everyone at camp this year, so it was really cool. Yeah.
The thing I like the most about this camp, I think, is that I could see that I have like a lot of differences, like the language or things I had, but I could fit in because we have the Jesus that how you call it? Yeah, that brings us together. And I like the way that I can explain how the feeling was, like, but I felt like I could fit in that, so I really like it.
And I think my favorite part of this week was just year over year. I've been coming to this camp for 9 years. This is my last year as a camper, but I think year over year I come here, or I go to camp, and I get on this spiritual high, and I'm like on top of the world. I'm on fire for my faith, and then I come back and I go right back into what I was doing before, and like no difference was made. I'm living in the world. I don't care. I'm not praying ever. I'm it doesn't feel real anymore once I come back from camp. But this year, I've really, from the minute I got there, I was just praying, God, let this one be different. Let me apply this to my life. Let me make it real. And I really felt it. Like, I was focused on what was being said. I was praying all week long. I just really felt the power of prayer this week. And on Wednesday, we were talking about walking by faith, and I decided that night I wanted to be baptized at camp. And just as a guideline, I know it's not part of salvation, but I wanted it to be a proclamation and a guideline for how I wanted to live my life when I came back from camp. And so I decided that going in front of 160 people, you know, and proclaiming my faith and being baptized with my family around me, and I just what a good way to start a witness, you know, as I leave camp and go home, and I'm in this world of evil and darkness, and just allowing myself to, or not myself, walking in the power of the Spirit to be a witness for others. And so I got baptized this week. That was an amazing experience. I had the cool opportunity of having my parents baptize me, and I walked out with my brothers, so just had my whole family around me, and I that was for a reason. I just felt like they're my rock, and they keep me on the right path, and keep me strong in my faith. And so that was really cool. It was just kind of an example of how much they mean to me, and so it was really cool to have them around me. And I just read something in my notes. I brought something up here, talking about the importance of Jesus as our Savior, and Jesus as our friend, and Jesus as our hope. Is right here. It's Romans 11:6, and I don't have it open, so I won't read it. But I did quote it in my notes, and it's just further proof that we can't do it on our own. It's all through the power of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, it's not on the basis of works. Nothing is on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. And so that was just a passage that really hit home for me, because, you know, God does have perfect, God does have perfect grace and perfect love. And so, if we had to do it on our own, He wouldn't be God. And so just further proof that we can't do it. So I'll move on now. We're going to have some of the staff stand up. If you're wearing a pink shirt, if you were staff this week, please stand up. Let's just give them a round of applause. Oh yeah, y'all need to. If you were involved in setting up this week, please stand up, Miss Terry. Mr. Rick, please stand up. Pastor Maddox, you were staff. It was an awesome week. We had a lot of great staff, and we know they have lives here and jobs that they have to do, but it was amazing that they took the week off or took some time off and came up, and they were dedicated to sharing Jesus with all the campers. And it was just a great week because of some of the things that they sacrificed for, and just, I don't know, it was cool. We have the coolest staff in the world, and so except for my parents, like, they're not cool. Okay, so also talking about staff, we had a younger group of staff that really stepped up this year and took over. They really took time before camp, months before camp. They were making videos and planning things and planning activities, and they really started to take over for the old people. So we just had some guys that just graduated high school. They just graduated college. They're under 25 years old. And they got to plan this week out. And so most of them aren't here, but Cameron and Addie, y'all were a part of that. So just thank y'all. It was a great week, and I know y'all had a lot to do with that. And brought a new energy to the camp for sure, just having those people able to run around with us, and not that y'all didn't, like, y'all threw yourself in there, but they have that energy. Okay, so it was just really cool. We had a new group step up, and hopefully it was my last year being a camper, so hopefully I can join that group next year and really take over and help lead those new guys that are coming up, and help them have that same experience that I had and shaped me as a person. So now we're going to have Pastor Maddox come up here and talk about his teaching a little bit. I know I talked about a lot of it, but just I missed some things. So Pastor Maddox, if you would come up here.
I tell you, the most exciting thing for me, teaching young people. I miss it. I loved it. Their concentration, their questions, things that they emphasize, so different. And I really am appreciative for that. I saw something that I've never seen in history before. Never read about it anywhere before. Where a mother and father baptized their own son. It was unbelievable to watch Chris and Laura Daig baptize Ben Daig. It was overwhelmingly emotional. It was beautiful. And I can only imagine all pride, happiness, joy, thanksgiving that you had that opportunity. Absolutely beautiful. And we had a beautiful moon. It was just great. Oh, by the way, we're here. The world didn't end. Friday and Saturday, we're here, we're still here. So those poor preachers, bless their heart, they were wrong. But it was a wonderful week, and I really don't have a whole lot more to add. Ben did a great job going through what we taught Monday or Tuesday about salvation, and when I did, I tried to say, okay, you're old enough now to get some more technical words, propitiation, different words that dealt with it, and just took it to that level. And then Wednesday, Jesus Christ, our life, and you may call him your friend, but does he recognize you as his friend? That's the big issue. when he recognized you as his friend. Friendship works both ways. You got to be a friend, or you got to have a friend, or you got to be a friend. So you got to be a friend, you got to have a friend. And then, of course, Thursday's main deal. The Wednesday was life, making him your life. Can't make him your life without the Holy Spirit. So we spent time in that regard. So it was just a really wonderful, wonderful time. Now, do you have more that you're going to be doing? Good. All right. Do you have in your schedule for Larry to say anything? Larry was always working, doing things early morning to late at night, and she just was a wonderful part of camp. So you get.
Thank you. Ben, wow. I would say the thing that made this camp super special for me was majority of it came from these people here. There are 9 people on the back wall back there that took ownership, leadership, and pride in leading this thing from the beginning to the end. There were many, many more. There were 43 staff members. We were a miniature amount, the 4 of us. And all of you who stood up, this thing could not work without this village. I mean, it's amazing. But I would say that the Holy Spirit worked every moment of every day throughout the whole camp. I mean, there was such a synergy of presence of him. As Ben said, we prayed together. Chris always says, you know, if you feel like your things are going sideways or you're frustrated, pray together. This year, over all other years, that happened over and over and over again, whether it was with staff or campers. I personally prayed with so many people this week. I woke up praying. Brian and I were praying. Chris and I were praying. Lori and I were praying. Tawn and I were praying. There were so many opportunities for the Holy Spirit to just guide us, protect us. Satan didn't like anything we were doing there. We felt that many times. Many times we felt him trying to intercede and get in the way. And all we did was say, God, you've got this. Help us figure out what to do next and lead us. And we never worried about it. We never, I mean, for a moment maybe, but we just quickly turned it over. And I know that this generation of kids is so well equipped to go back and make an impact in those people around them. Our communities, I'm pouring out with gratitude of the impact we're making on this, their children's and their families' lives. You know, there were over 60 at least parents who came on Thursday night to watch this baptism and this talent show, which has really been an opportunity for us to proclaim our faith to our community. Easily over 60 people. I could go on and on and on about the individual personal stories. Brian has an incredible story from a friend of ours who had the opportunity to come work as staff this year, who knew that the Holy Spirit led him there. He didn't know it to begin with, but he left saying, oh my goodness, I know why I'm here. I know why you asked me. And we didn't know to ask this gentleman until the Holy Spirit said, hey, this guy might be the right guy that Brian needs to help him. And he left a different man, a completely different man. His wife came and told me. His kids saw that. Our nurse, the Holy Spirit led me, honestly, to ask Maggie to be our nurse at an odd encounter that I had. We didn't know who our nurse was going to be up until the 9th hour. And he led me to say, hey, Maggie might be a great nurse. She's not even a fully fledged nurse. She has a white coat. But let's see if she wants to come do this. We have never had a nurse come who was so involved, from the small group studies to the big group studies to worshiping to being present wherever where the kids were. I mean, you know, nurses sometimes come and are just, I'm the camp nurse. Come see me if you need something. Every person, Elle, the girl who came to help Dalton worship, we didn't know Elle until we were praying and praying and praying that we would get some kind of a worship team to come together because we didn't know what Dalton's health was going to be like. Chris, Lori, we were all looking for someone to come be this, and doors were closing. One of our campers' parents had been praying and working with opportunities and texted me and said, I think I have somebody that can work with Dalton or work by herself if needs to be. Dalton and she met on Saturday, and I don't know if any of you came up. Several of you came up. It was like they'd known each other their whole lives. Very different personalities, very different strengths in music. This girl's committed to this ministry. She is definitely a part of our Liberty family now. We made a difference in her life, and she absolutely made a difference in ours. So, I mean, the Spirit was leading us as we were leading up to this camp, leading these kids. Mackenzie's not here today because she flew out Friday night. I know it changed her life. So, thank you guys.
The woman that she's talking about, Elle, is singing. I got with her, and she's going to come and sing for us. She has a ministry at a church, but she said they'll let her go sometime. So she's going to come and worship with us on Sunday morning. Before I turn it over, back over, I want to say something about Ben. Don't ever cross him. He will get even. Thursday night, I'm back there minding my own business, enjoying the show, enjoying the presentations and all. Hey, Pastor Mays, come up here. Pastor Mays, come up here. So I get up there. What am I up there for? To gyrate. I mean, they had me doing movements that my body hadn't moved in years. Man alive. So just give me a word. Don't cross him. He'll be patient. He'll find a time and a way. He'll get even with you. So, all right, Ben, I turn it back over to you. Oh, by the way, please continue being in prayer for Jody Brown, Chris Daig, myself, in the ministry teaching the Word of God.
All right, yeah. Definitely led a Zumba class this week, once a day, or maybe twice. It was a lot of fun. Just kept our camp in shape because we needed to be. So, y'all have heard about what we're doing this week and how important it is to all of us. And I mean, we can't thank y'all enough. Y'all are our support. This is where it comes out of, y'all are the root that Liberty Youth Camp grows out of. And if you weren't involved this year, or even if you were, we want to invite you to get involved and continue to be involved next year. Just, it's so rewarding and so impactful on this huge group of people. I know we have like 3 kids that come to church every week, but we have 132 that come to Liberty. So it's just so meaningful and so impactful. And we've talked about it, but really, we're going to show you some pictures in just a second once I get this set up. And just kind of outline what we did this week. I'm trying to plug this in.
Yeah. You've done, we will pour out a love this will. our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus.
Okay, so, I mean, y'all saw a lot of the fun we had, a lot of the serious moments we had. the connections we had. And I just wanted to take a second, and all those people that you saw in the bright yellow shirts, the tank tops, that was my group, and a lot of us are seniors this year, and this is our last year being a camper, or this was our last year being a camper. And so it was just really cool to see us. You know, we've always been the group that participated in everything, and we just went through camp and did what other people told us to do. But it was cool to see this year we stepped up and we were really taking on those leadership roles, and I think we were ready. And I'm excited to come back next year and be staff. And but if you don't mind, I would like to read something that I wrote right after camp. And so it was just an open letter to Liberty Youth Camp. The last 9 years have given me the opportunity to rekindle my faith and learn about my Savior over and over again. It has shown me a taste of what heaven looks like. It has given me the opportunity to spend time and grow my relationship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And man, have we gotten close. We laugh together. We cry together. We study together. We fight through long days together. And most of all, we worship God together. The decision to be baptized is one that I made personally as a proclamation and a guideline for the way I wish to live my life, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and living in a way that witnesses the love of Christ to others. In closing, LYC, you mean a lot to me, and I can't thank God enough for the opportunity to go year over year and the impact it has had as it develops me into the person that I am today. Most of all, thank you for strengthening my relationship with Jesus, my Savior, my hope, and my friend. The camper life has been real, and now I'm excited to start the next chapter of leading the next generation of Liberty Youth Campers and share my hope with them. Thank you, God, for all that you are. I don't have any more about camp. I hope you all got to see through what we were saying just how much of an impact it has on all of us. How great it is that we get to go to this place and be in a bubble of believers and just see the overwhelming, ever-ending, reckless love of God, and worship together and have fun together, but most of all, learn about our faith. And so I'm going to turn it over to my dad. We're going to close in prayer, and thank you for listening.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben. So we have we spend about 364 days preparing for the next camp. So we start today. That's about right. Yep, today. And we get to share the experience with y'all in less than an hour or in an hour. So every one of those pictures, I know we started flipping through them in the interest of time, but when we see those pictures, they pierce our heart. And they mean a whole lot to us that we're there, but I want them to mean a whole lot to y'all as well, because we can't do it without everybody's support, the prayer support, the financial support, the physical support, the administration, etc. I do want to ask if you have anything you want to say right now before we go to close, because I know, you pour your heart and soul through it. We all do. Lori and Larry and Terry and Leslie and Brian, we just lay our lives down for a year to make sure this thing can happen. And I want to make, do you have anything you want to add?
Just over and over, God has just put in my head and in my heart that one man plants the seed and another waters, but it's God that makes the flower grow. And it is with all these kids. Seeds planted over and over and over of the gospel, and so many coming behind and watering and watering and watering, and some you never know. So many you never know. You never see a picture of. There's so many people you see, and there's so many that are not in those pictures. But God is the one that causes us to grow. The Holy Spirit is the one that leads the kids. I'm listening to Ben today, and I'm thinking, him talking about prayer hasn't meant so much. How many years coming and hearing the word? I don't cause that to happen. Do I pray for that for my child? Yes. Does Chris pray for that for his child? Do you guys pray for that for the kids in our church and all these kids? I didn't do that. The Holy Spirit convicted my son, and that's why we pray for all these kids. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you cause these children to grow, that you cause us to grow. My heart is full.
So the last thing I wanted to say was, amazing week. sometimes we look at all the pictures and we take all the pictures and you know, all the kids are smiling and we get the great pictures of the kids smiling and they're smiling and camp is overwhelmingly smiles. And then reality sets in that it's not all smiles. There's a lot of young people that are at that camp. There are a lot of staff that are at that camp. I will say that God saved their lives this week through that camp. Their spiritual lives, a lot of kids came to know Jesus Christ and truly know who He is and have come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is amazing. We physically saved some people's lives this week. They were lost. I mean, we didn't, as Lori said, we didn't save them. But if there is one child, if there is one person who comes up there and is saved, it's worth everything we pour into it. Financially, spiritually, prayer-wise, etc., it's worth it. I can tell you there were a whole bunch physically saved from suicide. No kidding. Physically saved from all kinds of horrible things that they were heading down into a path of darkness. Now, will they stay on that path? Will they move towards Christ? They certainly didn't move away from Him this week. Just wanted to let you all know, lives were saved, spiritual lives were saved, physical lives were saved. It was an amazing week. As Larry said, Satan didn't want us to have it happen. I mean, there were some things that were blowing up all around us trying to get right into the middle of the mess. And the battle was on from the time we got there till the time we left. And I can tell you, it's not over. So please, please continue to pray for every person that was there, every person that's involved, that we can continue to be unified in our mission and in our ministry as a group here, but also all those young people that are going off to wherever they're going to go, because they're back into the world as of Friday afternoon, and it doesn't take much to deviate from course. So I will be done.
Thursday night, he just physically touched our electricity. Yeah. Turned it off.
And twice.
Yeah. He just got so frustrated.
Sorry. Two quick stories. One, and then I truly will close. The first one is, as Pastor Maddox said, it was supposed to be 113 degrees or 112 degrees or something when we got there on Monday. And on Saturday, we sent out a note to the parents and said, hey, please pray. And, oh, by the way, we are going to take care of your kids. It's supposed to be smoking hot all week, but we're going to take care of them. We will make sure. And so we sent out this preemptive strike of before they all start calling about how hot it was. We just told them, hey, it's Texas, it's camp, it's July. But, no, seriously, we wanted to make sure they were safe. And we got there and we prayed together on Sunday. And it was pretty warm on Sunday. And we said, God, whatever you want to do, but we would love for it to be about 15 degrees cooler. It was 15 degrees cooler on Monday, and it never got above, I mean, I think on Thursday it at 102 was the high on Thursday. And by that time we were all in pretty good shape. So, I mean, seriously, God just shows off. And then the other one was, you know, we're trying to have this awesome event. Everybody comes up and our transformer blows up and blows all of the power out of all kinds of different things throughout the camp. So we lost the dining hall. We lost the director's cabin, which was a major tragedy for us that we're sleeping in the director's cabin. But, you know, thanks to some wonderful friendships that Brian had, he got Encore out there in a matter of a couple of hours. And, I mean, that would have been like 6 weeks worth of wait time had it just been, others. But he took care of that. And power's back up, and we kept on going. And we moved right into the baptisms, and we just rolled on through. But those are physical challenges. The bigger challenges were the spiritual ones. And please continue to pray for all of those folks. So we're closing prayer, and we will pray for them right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. Today, just a short snippet of the craziness that we call camp, but the amazing power that you have to touch the lives of so many people through this ministry. And Father, we praise you and we thank you. And we pray for all of these young people. We pray for all of the staff. We pray for all of our congregation. Everybody who's involved with this ministry, whether it's financially, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through administration, whether it's through planning, whether it's through execution. Father, we just thank you so much. Our mission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, one young person at a time. And Father, we are faithful to you, and you are faithful to us in continuing to let us move forward. We will continue to do this until you tell us to stop. And Father, we thank you for who you are, all that you've done for us. We thank you for your Son and what he has done for us, and the grace that you have shown us and the love that you show us every day. In Christ's name, amen.